Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. It's been a while. I miss you guys. It's been a while on purpose, though. From our last topic, it took me a little bit more time from that time to this time to talk about our next installation. Some things have happened. For those of you that don't know, I am in school working on my gerontology certificate. So there are some great topics I've been learning about along the way and just some things that have been going on. So I like to give myself a little bit of time before I start the next podcast. So let's jump into it. Today we're talking about Valuables Part 2. How do I feel about packing it up or receiving the items? So the last time we talked, we just kind of talked about what type of person are you when it comes to valuables, how you see things, how you feel about different things. But this episode is going to be a little bit different, as it's going to be about how do you feel when either you're helping someone maybe pack up their home or pack up a room, or how do you feel about receiving those items and what that has to say about grief. So today I felt led to do this podcast on the road. So, you know, if you hear some blinking or something else, that's because I am on the road today. I try to switch it up a little bit, and however I feel led, that's kind of the way that I go. So when I started thinking about this particular podcast and thinking about packing it up or receiving it, you know, I was helping my cousin with packing up some things, meaning I was helping her take some stuff. And when she sent us the message asking if we wanted some of my aunt's things, I immediately was like, yes, you know. But when I got over to the house, it was a little challenging for me to be over there and see all of her things in boxes, first of all. That kind of hit me. And it made me feel some kind of way, like, wow, you know. First, she had a lot of stuff. I'm like, wow, she had a lot of stuff. And, you know, it became real, you know, that she wasn't there. Not that it wasn't real before, not that the memorial wasn't real enough, but it was just another moment that I had where it was like, wow, like this is really happening. So you might have that kind of feeling when your loved one passes away and you're either receiving or you're the one packing. It might make you feel some kind of way that maybe you thought you were okay, or maybe you thought, I've dealt with this. I'm, you know, so when those kind of feelings come up, you know, it's okay to be in the moment of that feeling. So I would go over there and I would take different things. Things that were sentimental to me in regards to my relationship with my aunt. Things that I deemed important, things that I deemed connected me to her. So, for example, my aunt was very spiritual. And she had a lot of Bibles. So, of course, I wanted all of the Bibles. I tried to take as many as I could. And it was very interesting to me that she wrote in the Bibles. Well, she wrote in all her books. Like, she might, it was like a prayer in the books and her Bibles. So, I was just looking at what she was writing. I was enjoying reading her writing and just looking at the dates on when she got the Bibles, and I was just fascinated. So I was able to have this experience in this moment where I felt connected to my aunt through her Bibles and her reading, her writing. So I feel like it helps me to grieve in a sense that I'm having a good memory about her and with her. You know, because I'm looking at different things and I'm wondering, you know, what was going on at that time or what made her write this particular scripture. And, you know, it was just a good moment. So sometimes when you're accepting valuables from a loved one and you're connecting with that person, and it helps to keep their memory alive. It helps to kind of move through that grieving process. One thing that I have to mention is that for me, I was very adamant about getting my aunt's things because I couldn't get my uncle's things. My uncle died 3 years ago. We had to go on a trip to wrap some things up because he was in the process of dying. And his things, his apartment, that was one of the things we could not wrap up because we just did not have enough time to go through, you know, his apartment. My uncle was a collector of books and he had a massive book collection, and it really hurt my heart that we couldn't do it. We just, you know, we wanted to, but it was so many layers to that piece that we couldn't. So sometimes I would find myself wondering what happened to his items, wondering if maybe some of his friends got some of his things, or did his things just get thrown out in the trash? But then I have to bring myself back and not get caught up in the what ifs or what maybes, and, you know, because sometimes going down that road, it would just make me upset or sad, and that's really something I can't do anything about. You know, we couldn't do anything about. So I have to kind of reel myself in. You know, on the one hand, I allow myself to have those thoughts and to process it. And then on the other hand, I also have to kind of stop myself and cut that off and tell myself the realities of what was going on at that time. So because of that situation, I was very, very adamant about having my aunt's things and going through her things. And I also wanted to go over to the house to be with my cousin, to make sure she was okay, to talk with her, because I can't say that I understand or I know what it's like to pack up my home of 35 years that I've lived in and am no longer going to be there, and as well as no longer going to be there with my loved one. So I wanted to make sure, in a sense, that she was okay, that she was handling it okay, and to just kind of talk with her. So being on the receiving end, it's kind of hard because you're getting things from a person that's no longer here in the earth. But you're also getting things to remind you of who they were, your relationship, and ways to kind of keep their memory going. So I'll give you guys another example. Growing up, my aunt had this really cool oversized fork and spoon in the kitchen on the wall. And I always thought it was really cool. And I always wondered where she got it from. But, you know, growing up in my family, you know, there are just some things you don't ask and you don't pry about someone's things. And, you know, you don't want them to think you scoping it out, looking at it kind of hard. So, as I became an adult, you know, they no longer had it. I always kind of wondered what happened. So I've gone to estate sales and different things, and I've always secretly hoped that I would find this oversized fork and spoon, but I never did. So as I was going over to the house with my cousin, you know, she would say, oh, what do you want? You can take what you want. And lo and behold, there was an oversized fork and spoon. Now, it wasn't that original one that I grew up with, but it was kind of a size smaller. And I asked her about it, like, can I take these? And she was like, yeah, you know. And I was so excited. Like, oh my God, I came home and I put them on the wall. And I felt like I was a kid again at my auntie's house. So every time I go in my kitchen and I see that fork and that spoon, it just reminds me of my aunt and her style and how cool it was and how I thought it was so cool as a kid. And it, you know, it kind of makes me feel like I'm back in her kitchen just a little. So that's one of those things where, you know, it was a wonderful memory, you know, and getting that, those particular items, it just made me feel really good. It felt, I felt very close, you know, to my aunt in those moments of getting the fork and the spoon and putting it on the wall. And, you know, when I go home, I kind of glance at it, you know, sometimes, not all the time, but I kind of glance at it. And it puts a smile on my face. Even with me just talking about it, it just puts a smile on my face. So there are things that you can have from your loved one. And although they're not here in the earth, and, you know, sometimes it's sad when you think about it, but then sometimes there's something that you can look at, a photo, a book, a sweater, or something like that, and it'll just raise your spirit. And I, you know, that part of being on the receiving end, you know, it's a good thing. You know, I can have a good moment. Now, there are some things that I want to mention. So I think it really depends on what type of person you are and how you deem valuables. Also, I think it's important to say that it depends on the person and who they were. You know, I'm not real big on clothes and shoes and purses. You know, those things, I don't mind that they go in the box and they go to the Salvation Army. But, you know, I felt some kind of way knowing that possibly a stranger was going to have my auntie's Bibles. That just really made me feel some kind of way. And I was like, oh no, I have to go over to the house and I have to get her Bibles. Like, I can't have strangers reading my auntie's Bibles, you know, because I knew that her spiritual life and her relationship with God was very important to her. So that was something that became a component of our relationship that I hold near and dear. Now, I do want to say certain things will hold certain memories. So, for example, my grandmother had this gold watch that she only wore when she went to church. Now, my grandma wasn't a real flashy lady Monday through Saturday. But on Sunday, she would put on her jewelry and her nice clothes and things like that and go to church. So I knew as a little girl that this watch was something special. So when my grandmother died, that was something that I wanted to have of hers. So I treat that watch, I think, the way she treated it. You know, I only wear it on special occasions. So when my graduations, you know, I wore it, and I recently wore it as my something old when I got married. So the way your loved ones deem certain things or treated certain things, I think, is how you're going to reference it in their memory when you receive that valuable. I do think that that is a correlation between the two. Now, I do want to be honest and say that I've received, you know, some books, some Bibles, and some other things from my aunt. And it's probably been about maybe about 2 months since I received them. I haven't read any of those books. I haven't looked at those things. You know, I got some CDs and I haven't really played them. There are going to be things that you get that maybe you don't use right away. You know, maybe it's something that you'll do later. Maybe it's something you'll never do, but you'll always have. And that's okay, also. I always am very mindful about how I feel about certain things and how I think about certain things. And I'm glad that I have the books, but maybe right now it's just not the right time to read them. You know, the knickknacks I've used, I've set them up, but the books I haven't. So, you know, I'm conscious of that, and that maybe at the right time there might be something I might read or I might pull out, or and I'm okay with that. You know, one thing that I did not do that I wanted to do was I wanted to take pictures over at the house. I didn't. And I think I didn't because I don't want to really come to grips with not being able to go back over to the house ever again. That's something I'm still kind of processing. The thought of not being able to go over there ever again, you know, that makes me feel some kind of way, because my whole life I've been able to go over there as I please. So, as the saying goes, and I might not be saying it right, but you know, they say that you eat an elephant one bite at a time. I think that's how you say it. So I'm taking bites one bite at a time, one step at a time, you know. So that's something that I'm still processing. How do I feel about that? What do I think about that? Do I go over there as a one last time type of thing? Or do I just hold my memories that I have as what they are and not as a one last time I'm a walk through the house? So I don't have an answer right now. I don't have a clear answer on what I'm going to do, but it's something that I really wanted to acknowledge and share that, you know, as you are assisting someone or being on the receiving end, or there are a lot of other layers that come with that process. And you may not have the same thoughts you had in a different situation versus the current situation, and it's okay. Grief is very different each time around. It's not going to look the same every time. Yes, people die, and there is no change in that, you know, but the circumstances, the reasons, how old, and things like that can factor in what that grief will look like for you. So I'm really just kind of processing things differently. You know, my uncle's death and processing that is very different than my aunt's death and processing that. So it looks very different. The factors and the dynamics are very different. So I do acknowledge that, and you know, just think about it and process it and take it day by day, piece by piece. Now, if you're someone who you don't like the idea of having your loved ones' items, receiving them, packing them up, you just don't even want to deal with that, that is perfectly fine also. No, there is nothing wrong with you. No, you don't have a problem. We all grieve different, and we all process things different. And that's okay. It's okay to know who you are and how you take in information and how you process it and how you feel about certain things. It's perfectly okay. So as always, I want to thank you for listening. I hope there was something that I said today that is beneficial, that has blessed your life, that you can share with someone else. Until next time.